Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here Wednesday, November the 10th, 2021. What is it, 11, 10, 21, 13 and a half minutes past the hour, 15 days till Thanksgiving, 45 days until Christmas. How about that? Want to thank former mayor of Toledo, Cardi Finkbeiner, for coming on last hour. Now, it has nothing to do with Marion politics, but talking with Cardi is always very interesting because there are two points that Cardi brought up, and I hope everybody listened to that interview. Number one, Cardi's main objective for running for mayor, it seemed like, was crime. He quoted what the death numbers were in Toledo when he was mayor and what they are now and how they have grown. And what's interesting is I can't remember the last time any candidate, and we just had an election here in Marion for city offices last week, I can't remember the last time anybody in Marion ever mentioned crime. Now, I think some people will tell you they do in passing, but I think back to our candidates' night, and I think back to candidates' nights of past years, and I don't really ever remember crime being a topic. Now, we've had topics like blighted houses. That always comes up. Everybody always agrees with that. The sewer system here in Marion, that always comes up. Everybody always agrees with that. We certainly have talked about things going on downtown like the auditor and the city's books and things of that nature. And not that we shouldn't talk about those things, but does any local official in Marion ever really talk about crime outside of the sheriff race? You know, or when a judge. When a judge runs for office, I always hear that we're too easy on crime. But it's interesting how in the Toledo mayoral race, that was the main issue, crime. Now, I'm not saying we have a lot of crime here in Marion, to be honest. I'm not even sure what the numbers are. But I wonder, a lot of people always ask, is there a plan? Is there a plan? And maybe that's what I'm seeing the lack of around Marion, but also in other places. You know, Cardi, we didn't get into Cardi's plan because that's Toledo and that really doesn't affect us, but I wonder what his plan was. I'm sure it's available on the internet somewhere if you look at it. His plan to bring down crime, that a local official could help control the crime issue. I don't know if we talk about that here in Marion. Now, if I'm wrong, somebody certainly can point it out to me, but that never seems to be a big issue in our elections. I don't know why. So I enjoyed Cardi's perspective on that. And also, I thought it was interesting that age may have had something to do with the election. Maybe not, but him being 82 years old. Now, I've always had this conversation in radio and really all the things I do for as long as I can remember. I do not understand what age has to do with anything. If somebody has the experience, or somebody has done a job like that before, or somebody has been involved with that field, wouldn't you want to talk to them about it? Wouldn't they have a better perspective on it than just somebody who maybe is younger but has no idea about it, has never been in it? The fact that he was 82 years old, I'm not exactly sure what age has to do with anything. I'm not sure what you're supposed to do or what age you're supposed to stop doing things. As if age 70 comes and if you're still alive, well, it's time to stop doing things. Can't do that anymore. I'm 70. Not because you don't feel like it, just because of your age, which is what society seems to do. I don't understand it. And also, when you're young, what they say is, well, why don't you get in there and do something about it? Why don't you get in there and do something about it? Well, when does that stop? When's the cutoff for you must get in there and do something about it, and it's too late, you're too old to do anything about it? I don't understand this. Age, as long as you're able to do it, and as long as you still want to be involved, why not? What is the problem there regarding age? Any thoughts on this out there, age or crime? Interesting topics. 740-383-9944. And as I was telling you last hour, and we had some calls, we went into Cardi, so I didn't get a chance to take all of them. I had a package delivered to my house Monday night that was not my package. It wasn't my street. It wasn't my name. It was for the person who lived a street over from me. And I delivered it to them last night, and they never said thank you. Just took the package and said, oh, the mail people do that sometimes. And that was it. Shut the door. Done. And I know we had some thoughts on that as we wrapped up hour number one. So if you had some thoughts on that or Cardi Finkbeiner's interview, give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I know we had some phone calls coming in there as we were going into the Cardi Finkbeiner interview. So if you have some thoughts on age, me delivering that package, or anything else, give me a buzz. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, in the last 6 months, I've had two packages delivered to my address with somebody's name on it. I don't know them.
Now, does it have your address on it, though?
Yeah, it has the right address.
See, this didn't even have the right address. It didn't even have the right street. It just, the only thing that matched up were the numbers. The house number. The street was wrong, and the name was wrong.
You know, so I couldn't take it to somebody because I didn't know who they were, you know what I'm saying?
Right, and I didn't know this person either. I just saw the address, and I knew that it was a street over. I don't know how the post office got that mixed up, but I just expected when I walked it over to her for her to be thankful that I was bringing it to her. It was just an odd reaction. And maybe I caught her at the wrong time. I don't know.
And it's the same person on both packages. The first one was a woman's clothing store. And on the outside of the box, there was a phone number for that company. So I called them and told them about it. And I told them, I said, well, I thought you might want to have it picked up. Oh, no, we don't do that. Just keep it. Donate it to Goodwill or something.
Oh, that's what the company said.
Yeah. So I gave it to my ex-sister-in-law. Well, I gave it to my niece, and she couldn't wear them, so she gave it to her mom. And the second package, it was candles. And there was no phone number on the outside of the box or inside the box. So I donated that TV39 for their fall auction.
Yeah, it's hard to, when it's got your address on it and the company won't take it back. I don't know if there's much you can do. I don't know if you took it to the post office, what they would do if you said, this is not my mail.
Well, I think it come FedEx or UPS, but I bet you they wouldn't, you know, take it back and deliver it back to them. I don't know, but I wasn't going to mess around taking it. If they don't want to have somebody come by and pick it up, then, you know, I'm not going to take it nowhere.
Well, see, that's what I even took this package. I didn't send it back through the mail system. I took it right over to the person, and I'm just not sure why she was not happy to see this package.
Well, maybe she was having a bad day or something.
Well, it could be. You know, most people track those things now, and I would have thought she would have, she was a younger girl, I mean, probably, you know, 40, something like that. I would have thought that she would have known that it was delivered, but obviously not delivered to her.
I tell you, there's a lot of people like that. I mean, there's a lot of bad people in this world, and then there's a lot of good people.
Well, like I said, she might have just been having a bad day, and I was trying to rationalize that maybe there were kids around, and it was coming at night and she didn't want him to see it. Maybe that's what it was all about. I don't know. But I just would have thought there would have been more reaction than, they do that sometimes.
Yeah.
Speaking of the male people.
And you talk about the crime there in Toledo. Every place is experiencing crime.
Well, isn't it interesting, though, how in their mayoral election, which is local, that they talk about crime? I might be wrong, but I don't remember anybody in the last election here in Marion, which was a city election, I don't remember anybody talking about crime.
Well, I know you had Ray Grogan on there one time. I don't think he was up for election, but he talked about the drug issue.
Yeah, and I think
that does lead to the crime.
Certainly does. But it's interesting to me how local candidates in Toledo actually, you know, talk about it, campaign on it, and put out plans to fix it. You know, in Marion, we don't really run elections like that, to be honest with you. Did anybody put out a plan? Did any candidate of either party put out a plan of this is how we can fix this? Now, we certainly identified the problems. We always talk about blighted houses. We always talk about sewers all the time. They never get fixed because the truth is, whoever I was talking with the other day, I can't remember, but you would have to dig up people's houses to fix the sewer system in certain places. And it would just cost so much money, and you would have to shut down so many roads. It just is never going to happen. Our sewer system was put in wrong. It was a bad way to go, and it's unfortunate that it's that way. But,
you know, a while back I told you I had somebody come in my house at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I reported it, and an officer did come out, but, you know, he wasn't wearing gloves. The officer didn't ask me that. And he came in the house, and he went back out the house, so he had to leave fingerprints on the doorknob. Now, I never thought of it at the time when the officer was here, but after he left, I was thinking to myself, well, you know, why didn't he take the time and try to get fingerprints off that door?
Well, you know, I think the officers are trying the best that they can. It's tough. I mean, when you have crime, I guess you have to prioritize, did something happen here? Was something stolen? Did they break an entering? You know, it's hard, I think, in that...
I'm sure if it was breaking and entering, they would have...
Yeah, I think...
More time on taking fingerprints.
I imagine they would have done something, but it's just interesting. I mean, in the last election, I know you paid pretty close attention to it. In the newspaper, in the media, Facebook, anywhere... Did you hear any candidate on any side that won or lost, period, offer a plan to do anything?
No. Nothing specific, you know.
Yeah. Well, as I say, everybody says blighted houses. Everybody says the sewer system.
And the potholes.
Potholes. This is stuff we all want done. You know, and I think that the city should be doing this stuff. I don't know why they wouldn't be, but what is the plan to make things better? What's the big change that's going to take place?
I really don't see any change.
Yeah, I don't. And when the mayor was in here election night, he was talking about all the houses that had been torn down.
And they've done a good job over the years on tearing down some houses.
Right. So I mean, are people just unaware of it? I guess I'm a little confused by the way things are going. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong.
Well, I think, you know, the big issue is, you know, hopefully we don't lose funding so we can keep up on stuff like that.
Well, yeah, no, that's a big issue, but again, even with that issue, I don't know that there was any plan, because by the time that all came to pass during the election, the auditor had resigned. They have an interim auditor in there who I think is trying to fix the problem. So I don't even really know that there was much of a plan when it came to that.
Yeah, that wasn't really an issue by the time election came around.
Right.
You know, because he was gone.
So I don't know. It's just interesting to me now that I think back to the elections, were there any real plans laid out? Were there any real problems brought up that we're not all aware of? Did anybody come in and say, I'm going to do this, this has never been done, and this is why I want to do it?
Yeah, nobody said that.
Yeah, I don't know.
They just answered the questions. Nobody specifically had any, laid out anything specific that they was wanting to do, except maybe Brett Cornelius. He said something about charter.
Yeah, the charter city thing came up, but,
yeah.
You know, and that's interesting. I don't know exactly how that will work out, but, yeah, that was probably the only issue that I heard that was out of the ordinary when it came to the last election.
Here's something I've been wanting to talk to you about. You know the house that blew up?
Yeah.
Have we heard anything more about...
You know, every time I ask the fire department about it, they say they have not got the results back yet, and I don't know... they say they'll send them over as soon as they come in, and I assume they'll send them to the newspaper as well. I really don't know what the hang-up is in that.
I don't think they're ever going to come to a conclusion on that.
Well, I'm not sure if the reason is because there is something suspicious, or maybe the reason is because it was blown to smithereens like that. It was hard to... hard to figure out what went on there. I don't know. Haven't heard anything yet. They say they'll send it over when they get it.
Well, if you talk to them again, maybe try to mention that to them, see what they say.
Yeah, we'll see what goes on.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. And again, phone lines are open if you have anything to say. 740-383-9944, 29 minutes past the hour. Anything on your mind this morning? If the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back in. Age, a topic this morning. I think that's always an interesting one. Plans for the future. And it doesn't have to be a politician. That's not necessarily a political thing. That can be anybody. And are people really kind this time of year? You know, the old joke around Thanksgiving and Christmas is that people get a little, have a little less patience, are a little more ill-tempered this time of year. Maybe that's what went on when I delivered that package. Who knows? Go ahead, caller.
Well, I was... had a little time, and I went past your radio station. I thought, well, you mentioned something about a sign on the house there, and it looks like it's going to be it's a nice sign, but your vehicle parked there, I could just see the top. I couldn't see the full sign, so the sign is really for when somebody's there to see, and you are there with your vehicle parked there, and you can't see it visibly that well. But I was intentionally looking on the side of the house, and I definitely seen the sign peeking over top of your car from my vehicle turning off of Washington going south on Prospect. But I think if whoever else is at the station, whatever kind of vehicle, maybe a larger or a truck with a cap on, they're not going to see that sign. So it has to be either taken up to the very top of the, where the gutter is, where you could really see it. And it's a busy area there to take your eyes off of the guy to look, but you'd see it visible higher. And I think it's appropriate. It's got a background of white blends out, but the lettering could be a little darker. But you got questions and answers to it this morning, so I thought I'd questions and answers to you.
Well, no, I think you're exactly right. That sign actually has been around for a while. I don't know that we necessarily would have, if the setup was we decided to go get a sign for this house. That sign was actually in storage. I think we had used it when we were at the Belltone building. So that's why that particular sign went up. And the white background does mesh against the white house. And we certainly have not lost the idea of putting a sign in the yard. I think that's going to be the best idea. No car will block it.
I don't like no sign in the yard. Vandals can come up and grab that and throw it in the street and stuff. But up there, I think high enough, or something like that, it'd be sufficient, and I think it's going to serve the purpose well. And like I say, a black lettering against white background, the house is back, it's going to be sufficient to catch your eye. It's the lettering height and size is very good, and I say it's A1 for the time being to see how things go and how successful you're going to have it.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if anybody still drives by. Hopefully,
I think you've got a good thing there, but it's a parking area and it is blocking the full visibility of the sign.
Well, that's a good point. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, that is true. You know, we did get a sign out, which is great, because we definitely needed to do that. But it is beside the driveway, and when somebody parks in the driveway, it does kind of cover up that sign. So maybe we'll have to get it up a little higher in that particular area so people can see the sign. Or try something in the yard. Like I said, I have always looked at Marion Ceramics and their sign. It's out in the yard. It's a wooden sign, I think. It's red, so it sticks out. It's got white lettering on it. Maybe we'll get something in that neighborhood, or maybe we'll get something of a strong nature that we can hang a little higher up on the porch so nothing will block it. No trash cans, no cars. No anything. 33 and a half minutes past the hour here. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if there's anything on your mind. We have got Glenn Coble coming up. He'll join me from 10:10 this morning till 12 noon. Then we've got A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble from 12:15 until 1 p.m. Then we have Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman, 4:10 to 5 p.m. today. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6:10 until 7 p.m. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, interviewer to the stars by morning and other things. During other times, here to hog your show once again. I actually have, I think, five topics, so some of them are kind of quick.
Go ahead.
I disagree with the last person said, with all respect. The sign's in a perfect location. You know, my car is medium size. It's actually considered a compact. You saw the photo we took yesterday, and with me pointing to the sign and my car parked there, it's very clear. If it was too high, it wouldn't be as obvious. I think it's in a perfect location. So I disagree with the gentleman. So that's kind of how I think with the sign. A long sign might be helpful, but when I was driving down the road, that sign was very obvious. I think it's in a perfect location.
Now, but when you were driving down the road, you weren't parked there, right?
Correct, but when my car was parked there, I mean, my car is black, so it's going to contrast against the house color, obviously, but it seemed very conspicuous to me. I had a good compromise between visibility and at a place that's kind of at eye level. So I disagree. I think it's perfect.
Well, as long as people can see it, I guess that's
yeah.
That's
I mean, to me, it's very, very obvious. Let's see, the other issue, your talk with Mayor Finkbeiner, who's got one of the best names ever for a mayor, of course, what was great. Honestly, crime to me, crime and the drug problem that affects every corner of the state, from a city level, those are some of the biggest issues. I mean, in Marion, we have issues with two elected officials that obviously have had some indiscretions, and that's unfortunate, and that will certainly happen. But crime and controlling drugs and our own infrastructure, the sewers, those are big city issues. And again, as when I quote Ayers once again, they're not Democrat, Republican issues, they're nonpartisan. So those are things we need to look out for, and there are certainly in some areas, crime is way up and needs to be controlled. So I see those as major, and they should be talked about more. I would like to hear more about them. You're right about that.
Well, yeah, okay. I think the potholes and the blighted houses and the sewer systems, well, that's fine to bring that up, but, you know, did anybody have a plan on how to do it? Republican or Democratic issues?
Well, it's always the thing, is we can complain, you know, and how do we solve it? I don't know. Next time you have one of our city politicians on, ask him or her. I'd be interested in hearing.
Okay.
I can't give an answer, but we all like to see crime eradicated, so let's do it. I was kind of wondering, Scott, all these photos you take of you next to important politicians, how many mayors have you had a photo like with? You've been photographed with a mayor. You know, and any mayors of any big cities, like Mayor Koch of New York or any of them?
Well, I had Mayor Koch on. I don't know if I was ever photographed with him.
I was just thinking, I'm going to be doing some stuff in Pickerington today, hanging again with Patrick in the Morning Zoo, as well as my guest on Monday. And I realized I've been photographed 3 times with a mayor from Fairfield County, Ohio. And actually, I could have been photographed with a 4. I just never asked, but I could pretty much any time. The technicality, though, because Columbus is in 3 counties, including Fairfield. So there is a photo of me with Michael Coleman from 20 years ago. So that's one of my Fairfield County mayor pictures. So that thought that was kind of fascinating. But even photographed with Mayor Schertzer, of course. What's the largest city that you've been photographed of a mayor with?
You know, I don't know. Have you met
Jerry Springer? Because he was a mayor.
Yep, I've met Jerry Springer.
Okay, so if you got a photograph with him, I guess that would beat, well, Cincinnati isn't as big as Columbus, but the metro is more established.
Yeah.
So I wasn't sure if I beat you in the photograph with a mayor category.
You might.
I always like talking about Fairfield County because of that technicality with Coleman. But, and I said, I did meet briefly Mayor Leschetka at Cup of Joe's in German Village once. He was really nice. He's a big guy. You can tell he was a football player.
Yeah, I imagine that's true. So
yeah, he was very friendly. He just said hi out of the blue, and I said, "That looks like Leschetka." I said, "Are you the mayor?" And he goes, "Yeah." So that was kind of fun. Your interview with the late Dean Stockwell, I enjoyed. Want to encourage people to view that. I remember watching The Boy with Green Hair, and then I kind of realized Dean Stockwell's been an actor for 60-plus years. And he acted until, I think, 2015. He had a stroke, and he retired. And he was really down to earth. He was sitting there smoking a cigar in his man cave, and like he was talking to an old friend. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, nice man. I like Dean Stockwell.
Yeah, you don't encounter a lot of actors and actresses who started when, you know, his acting is in his family, obviously, and he kind of quit acting because he didn't like it, then he went back to it. It's kind of like me in radio, you know, you think you're going to quit it, but you realize it's addicting, and it's a good addiction, so nothing to complain about. But he was acting, I mean, for about 70-plus years, 3 generations, and thinking Valerie Bertinelli, I mean, she has been an actor from teenage years until middle age. So you don't see a lot of people that have done that. Dean Stockwell, I guess Mickey Rooney, right? He acted as a child through late middle age. So you need very few actors and actresses who've been in the business and been successful and well-loved, and not a lot of controversy either. You pretty much, how could you not like Dean Stockwell? So I really appreciated that interview. And when I was driving around yesterday, we were replaying the interview with Wanda about Lucille Ball, and that was also fascinating. Amazing, you just get an insight in some of these people.
Yep, sometimes better than even if you talk to the person.
Yeah, you don't know. I mean, you hear rumors. I mean, the rumors that Lucy was hard to work with, but she was just a perfectionist, a lot like myself and yourself. She just expected the best, and that's a good thing. So, yeah, just basically, to my fellow listeners and other people of interest, definitely follow that link to the YouTube interview with Dean Stockwell. And I know you did one with Bill Macy also. Are we going to try to do more of those kind of living room interviews where you actually do a video with a celebrity?
Well, I like those. Yeah, I mean, I certainly think it's not out of the realm to do something like that.
I just thought, yeah, he was sitting in his man cave smoking a cigar like he was talking to an old friend. It was real down to earth, like, and you could tell. I mean, you could just—it was just a regular guy. The same thing with Bill Macy. I think during that interview, he was sitting out in his kitchen, and his grandchildren were being loud or something. And you realize these are just regular people, but they've got all these great stories.
All right. Now, what's the fifth issue?
I guess I think that was pretty much Stockwell, the sign, the mayors, the crime. Forget the other one, but I think I covered enough. I don't want to feel like I'm hogging your show, but I've certainly been known to do that. But when it comes to crime, just like the potholes, the sewers, substance abuse, we're all on the same team here. And let's hope we can move forward and solve these issues. And I believe we can. I think we have the people in place to do that.
Well, we will see what happens. Thanks, Adam.
Okay, that's all I had for you, Scott. Have a great day.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, and phone lines are open. Remember, if the line's ringing busy, it just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back in. 740-383-9944. A lot of interesting topics on the table this morning. Talking about crime, the outcome of the last elections after we talked to Mayor Cardi Finkbeiner this morning. Age in general, does age matter? Should age matter when it comes to anything? All kinds of things to talk about, that is for sure. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, you were talking about fixing the sewer systems and having to dig up houses and stuff. The way I understand it, the homeowner is responsible for anything from the house out to the street.
Oh, see, well, that might even be worse.
Yeah.
So I wonder where the problem is. I wonder if a sanitary engineer has ever looked at this and said, okay, this, we know that the sewer system is tied in to the waste system. But why? Where is that at, I guess, is the issue?
My understanding is the storm sewers, the storm sewers.
They drain into the sewer system, right?
Yeah, they just go into the regular sewer system.
Right. So I don't know. I can only imagine
when all them sewers were put in, maybe there wasn't that many houses, and that sewer system was the right size for the amount of houses that were there, but now there's more houses. There's more tax, taxes the sewer system even more. And the amount of rain that we're getting now really taxes the storm sewers.
Well, what's interesting to me is I know people who lived over on Girard and Bell Fountain and in that area, and they had family rooms in their basement. As a matter of fact, there were even some businesses over there that had converted the basements into part of their business, and they didn't flood for the longest time. And then a few years ago, maybe 10, 15 years ago, all of a sudden, they started to flood. Now, this also could be the age of some of these things.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, it is possible to waterproof your basement, but, I mean, the amount of rain we're getting nowadays, boy, that would be really hard. Because, I mean, I had water get in my basement. It ran into my garage and went into my basement. There was nothing I could do about that.
Well, and everybody tells you in this neighborhood that, oh, the basement will never flood. When I lived on South Prospect Street, the guy that I got the house from, because I walked down, and it was a big basement, and yeah. I walked down in it, and there was no sump pump. And I said to him, this was like maybe, I'm trying to think of when I moved in there. I think it was in July or something like that. And I remember I said to him, doesn't this flood? Oh, no, has never flooded. Well, it flooded at least once a year when I was there, and not minor floods, not just water on the floor, standing water.
Yeah.
And the washer and dryer were down there. So it didn't get to the point of where it ever blew up the washer or the dryer, because I think they were up somewhat on the floor, but these houses in this area just flood. There's no two ways about it. I've never known one that didn't. And it just depends on how much snow there is to melt or how much water is falling.
Yeah. I lived in a house over on Park Street, and that house was built in the mid-40s, I believe. Now, the basement walls would seep. I mean, you could watch water run through the basement walls, which we never went down there and did anything because we very seldom ever used that basement. But and that whole area was a stone quarry at one time. So, everything around there was, you couldn't dig a foot into the ground what you didn't hit stone.
Well,
it never flooded, but it would get water in it.
Well, I just wonder why the storm sewer would be tied to the wastewater.
That I don't understand. And, I mean, I guess. I mean, if you reason it out, it does serve a purpose. It keeps the sewer system washed out when you got storm water going through the sewer system. It does keep it somewhat cleaned out.
Well, yeah, but the problem is the backup.
Oh, yeah, I know. The sewer systems, they need to be bigger. you know, the pipes need to be bigger diameter because there's more houses in Marion now. So I don't live in Marion anymore, but I lived in Marion all my life up until about 4 years ago, and I know the areas, all the areas. I mean, I remember back in the 80s when, you know, Van Buren flooded, Jefferson flooded, Sefner flooded, Lincoln flooded. I mean, I drove through it, and it was up to the doors on my truck. I mean, it was deep.
Oh, yeah. You know, and there have been points where the streets in Fair Park have flooded.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they flood. It's, I mean, I guess it's, if you look at the geography of Marion, you can see the highs and the lows.
Yeah, it's...
You just don't want to live in a low area.
No, you don't want to live in a low area, but the thing is, I'm just... I understand that it's a problem with everybody. I understand why candidates for office bring it up. I just don't think... Now, blighted houses, you can fix that. You can get the money to tear those down. But I don't know how anybody ever is going to come up with the money to redo the entire sewer system. And if you don't do it up to the house, the way it's routed, I'm not even sure that fixing it in certain places would make it better.
See, like I said, I'm pretty sure. I know as far as the water line, the gas line, stuff like that, the homeowner is responsible from the house out to the street where it connects to the main line. The homeowner's responsible for that part.
Well, and I remember one time they were digging up, I think it was the sewer system that they were trying to redo when they flattened out that hill out there on Barks Road next to Kroger. When they were flattening out that hill, I remember they were digging along the side of the road there because I think they were doing something with the sewer as well. And I remember they ended up cutting the phone line by accident because that was buried there. And apparently there is no... diagram or something when they were burying these things, because I imagine they were buried at different times. The phone lines, some of the electric lines, the gas lines, the water lines, the sewer system. You know, I don't know. It seems to me like it's a very big thing to try to do, and I see them doing work here on this side of town, putting things in, but I can't imagine that that's going to stop the problem.
No, it's not. The only way to stop the problem, or at least slow it down, would be to put bigger diameter pipes in the ground so they can carry more.
And I would think coming from people's houses to the street, those would have to be made bigger. And who's going to pay for that?
I mean, it depends on the amount of people in the house and how much is flowing from the house out to the street. I mean, most of those pipes are probably at least 6-inch pipes.
I would say that's probably right.
That's probably about right for, say, a family of three, family of four. I mean, 6-inch pipe should be good enough. But if it's tile pipe, clay pipe, then you have to worry about it cracking, tree roots getting in it. Then, yeah, you have to dig it up and replace it. And most of the time, they replace it with PVC pipe, which is better, in my opinion.
It's going to be interesting to see how it goes, because I imagine the tearing of the houses will continue to go on. I mean, I don't know why tearing them down would stop, but the sewer system, I just don't know.
They're just going to have to work on it a little bit at a time until they get it all done. I mean, I can only imagine a lot of the sewer systems in the older neighborhood got to be 100 years old.
Right, right. Yeah, well, that's it. You know, and what do you do while you're replacing them? When people can't use their facilities.
Be really inconvenient.
I would think that would be a problem from time to time. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Hey, no problem.
Bye-bye. And again, phone lines are always open. We love hearing from you, the listening audience, 740-383-9944, 51 and a half minutes past the hour. And you know what? If somebody can come up with a way to fix the sewer system, or the storms, or the wastewater, the whole mess that's down there, if somebody knows how to fix it, good. And if it can be done and not inconvenience a whole lot of people and fix a problem that's been going on for years and years and years, good. I don't think anybody's going to be against that. So, maybe it'll happen one day. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Morning, Josh.
Morning. How you doing, Bob?
Hey, we're down there by the pond. And when we get a good rain, the pond floods, they need to close the energy lines, the water runs over into them basements. We get water in the basement here, and we're about a block and a half from the pond, and we get water all of them. So the sewer system does back up around here a little bit on this end.
Yeah, so, it's a mess.
Yeah, that pond is flooded over how many times? I've been here about 6 years, and so you get a good rain, and you might as well forget it, because you ain't going nowhere. And then you come out and block the road off how many times.
I think you're right.
Yep.
Hey, thanks, Bob.
Yep.
Bye-bye. One of our friends, Bob, out there listening, hope he's doing well this morning. Hope Ted Jolliffe had a good birthday. Turned 80 the other day. I believe that was Monday. And, well, by the way, I tomorrow with the Lady Justice thing, I said we'd give an update on that. I don't know exactly what's going to go on there. I know we've got a lot of veterans on tomorrow for Veterans Day. So maybe we'll have reports on that as it goes up, or I'm sure there'll be pictures of it around. But I'm being told there really is not going to be any type of ceremony in regard to that. So there's really not much to cover except the fact that it's being put back up there. And I think people are going to enjoy the show tomorrow morning. We've got veterans, I think, from World War II, Korea, Vietnam on the show tomorrow. So you won't want to miss tomorrow morning. Big Veterans Day show, and Terry Klein set that up, and we appreciate that. 54 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if you've got anything to say. We've kind of run the gamut here this morning. Politeness during the holiday season. Our sign out in front of the studio here. Crime in Marion, the sewer system. Blighted houses. Whole lot of things to talk about, that's for sure. 54 and a half minutes past the hour, still time for you to call in. If you've been trying to call in and the phone line's been ringing busy, just means we're on the phone line with somebody else. So call back in and share your opinions. We always love to hear those. 740-383-9944. The age thing is just fascinating to me. It always has been that just because you're a certain age, you're supposed to stop doing things. I'm not exactly sure what you're supposed to do once you get to a certain age. Sit at home, watch television, read books. I don't really know. I hope people tomorrow really celebrate Veterans Day in a very positive way. It's such a positive day to remember so many people who did so much good for this country. You know, if we did not have veterans who stood up for us when we needed it against foreign powers, we would really be in some serious trouble. And I think the United States would look a whole lot different than it does now. All right. Okay, 740-383-9944. Anything anybody wants to talk about, give me a buzz. Got about 4 minutes left in this hour. There's something else I was going to bring up this morning, but I think I'll save it for tomorrow morning because, well, tomorrow morning we've got the veterans on. I probably won't talk about it tomorrow morning. Maybe I'll talk about it when Glenn comes in here at 10:15, because I really don't think I can cover the subject in 3.5 minutes. In any event, you can call in if you like to, if you have anything to say. I just, the storm sewer wastewater system is going to be so complicated, and it's so complex. You know, I really admire people who do that type of work. That is really complex, hard, manual labor. You really have to not only know what you're doing, it's big work. It's heavy work, and I really have to thank those people quite a bit. Glenn is coming in. as something's being done outside there. I've seen people moving outside the front door for the last few minutes, but I have no idea what's going on out there. Oh, we're going to take a call here. Go ahead, caller.
Just a friendly reminder, do not rake your leaves out in the street. We worry about the storm cellars and all that, but more and more people, and I don't care if you're on the west side of town or the east side of town, take those leaves and rake them clear about out to the street, and worry about the storm cellars. I mean, if your water backs up, you're going to be upset. But you were part of the problem because you were raking the dang leaves out in, especially when the vacuum truck comes and picks them right off of your the curbside there. But why does people not wiser than that, that they don't rake them out into the street to let them run down the storm cellar?
You know, I'm not sure why they're raking. I guess to get out of the yard, I guess, but I'm not sure why into the street. I'm not sure.
So what if they lay in the yard? They're going to get picked up. Obviously, dead leaves lay on grass is not going to kill the grass. It never has in a million years. Probably won't. But why don't they just leave them there on the tree lawn? Because the vacuum truck will come and pick them up. I don't understand. And it don't matter what part of Marion you live in, whether it's a boulevard or the west end or the north end, people take the things and rake them clear down into the street. Which I look at that and I say, what are you thinking? I mean, I can see getting them out there, but then go out and rake them back up on your tree lawn. If everybody done just a tad little bit,
yeah, well, what I don't understand is if you rake them into the street, what's to say they're not going to blow back in your yard anyway?
I don't care if they blow back in your yard. I just don't want them going down the storm cellar.
Well, yeah, I mean, I understand the problem. The logic of it altogether, I really don't understand, putting them in the street.
I don't understand why people don't think about that. I mean, if you've lived in Marion your whole life, good grief, you know what's going to happen. And then another thing I was going to mention, I had heard several years ago that at one point there was a canal went down Columbia Street, and it was maybe kind of a natural canal, and is that where the water on the west end gets in people's basements? It's running down through. I don't know. I'm sure someone smarter than me has looked into that.
Well, like I said earlier on, I know there are people who ran businesses, especially on Bell Fountain, Girard, that area, behind where we're at here, who had their business was set up, part of it, down in the basement, and it never flooded. And then all of a sudden, about 15 years ago, those basements started to flood.
Yeah. I don't know, but I would think anybody that lived on this part of town would think about that. And then I have a solution for the crime.
Yes.
Stuff. Have curfew 10 o'clock at night. If you're still on the street without a legitimate, by law, legitimate reason, not because you need to go get a pack of cigarettes, if everybody would just go home, they wouldn't have the problems that they have. You know, when you hear about these kids in Columbus being killed or being murdered, shot, whatever, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. What in the devil are they doing on the street at 2 o'clock in the morning? When you wait till they get shot and they have been perfect, ideal kids, they went to church every Sunday, they're doing this, they're doing that. Why would you let your kids out of the house after 9:30 at night?
It's an interesting point. I thank you for calling in this morning, and don't put your leaves in the storm sewer. Don't rake them in the street.
Bingo.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, well, we got a break here, coming back with Glenn Coble, and we'll find out what's going on the porch here in about 15 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
For playing witches. That's witches, as in Halloween. And darling, after I had that first beautiful